So now, folks, before he doesn't have a lot of time to hang out, and I know there's already people blogging about, they've already got questions for Dave. You might know him from his travelogue show Insomniac on Comedy Central, which he calls a cross between Girls Gone Wild and Cops. He's one of Entertainment Weekly's 25 funniest people in America. Oh, congratulations. Direct from the Fat Burger, it's Dave Attell.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How come his mic's not on? I can't hear him in my head. What's going on with that? Hello? Where's my friend Dave?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, where are you there? Can you hear him? Are you there?
I can
Oh, thank God, David Tell.
Professional. What's up, buddy? Haven't seen you in a while.
It has been a while. It's always nice to see you. I was trying to talk to Brendan today about our relationship. I think I've known you for 20 years, mm-hmm. and I think we talked for 10 minutes once. I don't know.
Only you would feel slighted. No, we talked for 10 minutes. You talked about yourself for years. Why don't I got this? What's wrong with me doing that? How come I'm not on this? But, no.
By the way, what are you doing?
What am I doing?
What are you in town doing that I'm not?
Well, I'm heading to Denver. To
Comedy,
Comedy
Works?
Works, which you know is a good club.
I've heard it's a great club because I... How'd you get that?
You never paid. By the way, for those of you listening at home, Mark is probably one of the top 25 most bitter comics
in America. That's the old Mark.
This is the new and approved?
Yeah, I mean, since this afternoon, everything's different.
Well, I'll just say one thing about this thing, because I think you're great.
Oh,
you are one of my
much.
Best comics. But... If you work at a place and they won't pick up the parking, I don't know. I ask the assistant, I go, can I get the ballot? He goes, can't you just wait out the guy?
No, that's right, because when we leave, they're already gone. So, Dave, I think we've talked more than 10 minutes, but you're right. I am a little draining. I can appreciate that.
You're what we call a special needs.
Yeah, special needs comic. There's Marin. Buzzkill.
But you do have some of the...
What?
I'm trying to think of some of your classic lines. I'm sure you've already turned them into sketches
this is what's funny about you is every time you've got some joke that has anything to do with topics that might be remotely political, you're always like, you came up to me, it's like, are you doing anything on like peeing on the Bible? Anything? I'm like, no, I'm not doing this.
It's true, yeah. It's like I always have like the go-to guys, you for political, Norton, Jim Norton for filth.
Yeah.
You know?
have you found that... I remember there was that one joke that the headphones joke years ago, the one where the guy who came up to me on the street wanted to buy his Walkman.
Oh, yeah, I love that joke.
Yeah.
But did you tell that one already?
No, I haven't done that. I haven't done that in years. But it's neither here nor there. You've written 10,000 jokes. You're like one of the few guys I know that actually thinks in jokes. You write more than anybody I've ever seen in my life.
I'm a kind of a Wikipedia of retreaded jokes. But we were trying to – I don't know. You people at home, and help me out because – You seem to be the last holdout for the MySpace religion. Why don't you join?
Tom is
your internet Jesus. Do it.
I almost did it today because I thought someone might have joined for me, and I went to look for one. So I did a search on my name, and I got some girl, and that was already trouble because I'm looking at the girl's interest. Are you on it?
Yeah, I'm on it. And you know what? I was telling actually Fitzsimmons or somebody, Greg Fitzsimmons.
Yeah,
I'm like, if I checked in on my mom as much as I do on this MySpace, I would be like three times a day. You got to go like, hey, I got a comment. I got to check that out.
Do you, like, in general, do you respond to people?
Yeah, I you know, it's really... Being 41 years old, there is kind of a thing of like, what is this gizmo?
Yeah.
You know, what people talking over the phone lines. But I could see these, you know, the comedy club audience, as we all know, is like internet savvy.
Yeah.
And they need to know
everything about
you. Like you could have a guy, a naked midget outside banging a drum with and they'd be like, but you know, animate it, put it on the web. People are like, oh, I got to check that out. There's a genius around.
But
the new Lazy Sunday.
When people, I imagine comics ask you for advice because I don't respond to everybody, but
I would love to get the advice from you.
Oh my God.
That would be like a, what would it be? Like a litany, almost a manifesto.
Well, generally what I say, like if some guy's like, hey, what do you recommend for me to be a successful comedian and make a living at it? And I usually write, you should stop. If that's what, if that's
the
really
dream
what,
killer, Mark Maron.
Dream killer. No, I provide him with some advice, but it's so much different now than when we started. It seems like guys can do it 10 minutes and they're already making millions of dollars. That's not coming from bitterness. It's reality.
Yeah, there's some of that. I think a lot of people want to get into comedy because they see all the cable. But when we both started before cable.
Back in the old days.
Yeah.
Back when every club you went to, they're like, I don't know, last week was packed.
Exactly.
What the hell happened?
We're waiting for Rodney Dangerfield to give us the tap.
Yeah.
It's totally different. And they're like, they don't even ask me how to be a comic anymore. They ask me, how do I get my own show?
Yeah, right, exactly.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
This guy, he's smart. He doesn't want to do any legwork.
Do you ever get those ones where it's like, Dave, I've been up for 3 days drinking, watching Insomniac DVDs.
Yeah.
Help me.
It's more of like, hey, remember you were in my town and you did this and something and you said that. I'm like, oh god. Like, as you know from the alcohol, when you used to drink,
yeah,
alcohol
yeah.
is the best for the forgetting, the forgetful juice, you know,
the built-in forgetter.
Yeah. So how do you like it out here, man?
It's all right. You know, I've grown accustomed to it. I like being at the house. I like living. It's weird because I did have a lot of demons and I was looking at my day today and it's pathetic. I still can't seem to get any balance. I envy, you know, you out there in the world.
Alcoholics.
Yeah. Alcoholics. Yeah. Active alcoholics. But like today, I get up, I eat oatmeal, I go to the gym, I watch my hummingbirds at my hummingbird feeder, and then I went and had a macrobiotic lunch, and then I get home and I ate this salami that I got in a gift pack. I smoked cigars, I looked at some porn. I'm still living in two worlds. You know what I mean?
So during the day, you're judging Amy at night.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm a cave dweller.
Yeah.
So when you go out, we were watching the video. I haven't seen you in a while, but I always love watching you. And do you have something on your website where some guy wings something at you at the cellar?
You know that. I would rather not say where it was. But
oh, I'm sorry. It's a good club.
Right now, eight people.
Yeah, eight people. Like, I've been there. I've been to the cellar.
Yeah, well, it shows you that. I put it up there to show people that comedy is not pretty. And no, actually, unless you have some wacky videos, no one really cares about
your about
website.
Your website. Yeah. I got to update mine.
But yeah, that
mine
really
now.
Happened. It was a drunken scene, and no one got hurt, luckily. But a guy was whipping a couple bottles at me, and I stood my ground.
You did?
Until the security came.
You can't,
forever, too.
You can't leave. I got into a fight once on stage. If you leave, it's horrendous because you just look like a pussy
right. Running
off the stage. Some guy tackled me at Largo, and I'm not a guy that fights people, really, but I had to sit up there. I didn't know what was going to happen, but I knew I couldn't leave.
But at Largo, he tackled you into an improv class? I mean, what can you do at Largo?
I know. Out of all the places, the alternative comedy place, I get whacked. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. I was doing You don't know that story?
I miss you, Mark.
I miss you.
I really do.
I didn't.
You're the only guy that something like that would happen to.
It never happened before. And I do a joke. I'm talking about it's got suicide in it.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, which is funny.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's framed properly. And the guy just says, they don't make jokes about suicide.
So, right. Of
course, I'm like, why? Did you just lose somebody? So I got this attitude. He's like, just don't do it or I'm going to take you out, bitch.
Wow.
So then I got into his face, and I was like, what makes you demand this much attention from people who don't know you? Blah, 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 blah. And then the next thing I know, I said, oh, I remember, I stood him off. I'm on stage all cocky, and I'm like, still going to take me out, bitch? And he did. He just came out of the audience and slammed me on the ground. And Vincent D'Onofrio, the actor, was there, which made it weird because I was kind of freaked out. I didn't know if I was in a movie for a second, and my shirt was
You wanted to be... You want to look good as you're getting your butt kicked.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Just in case he wants to cast you or something.
But here's the classic Marin ending is like he comes whipping around. The whole club empties out. Thank God I was closing because
right.
It would have been hard to follow that. And the guy comes whipping around in his car, and he gets out of his car, and everyone's like, hey, stay away from him. And then we make up. Like, he literally walks in. Sorry, my brother almost killed himself.
I get a lot of those, too.
What's the worst thing that ever happened to you?
Well,
really,
the bottle
outside
thing.
Of the bottles.
Oh, no, I've had like a series of like bad incidents, but... this week at where was it? Where was I? Irvine.
Yeah.
People out there listening going like, wow, this is crazy. This is extreme. You know, I'm going to have to learn the Kabbalah and the, whatever to learn. You also get like some of the greatest moments
right.
in your life. Like dreams come true in comedy. Like I was on stage and I said something about there's like a lot of hot women in Irvine. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
That's where they grow them. They're beauties. They grow them to go out with the executives and actors that are here.
Yeah.
So anyway, this one girl, I said something about, you know, they're all beautiful breasts and everything.
Yeah, sure.
And you know, sometimes when a man is, in love with a girl, he'll put his member between those breasts.
Yeah.
I don't know what they call that on radio.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Anyway, so I said something offhandedly, not even to her. And she's like, oh, yeah, well, prove it. And she storms on stage.
Yeah.
Like, she wants me to do it to her right there in front of everybody. Like, we're in Juarez, Mexico.
Yeah.
And you're like, what other job does that happen to? And you know what? They kicked her out. And I'm like, why would you kick her out of all the other people talking and yelling?
Leave her here.
Yeah.
You're in Juarez.
She's on the good team.
And Dave's the donkey. Here comes the show. What was it, Jim? What was the weirdest thing you ever had happen to you on stage?
Up around Stockton, some guy broke a beer bottle and then slit his friend's throat.
Wow.
Wow.
The front
we have
table.
A winner.
And, you know.
Come on.
So my partner, comedy partner Barry, says, call the cops, will you? And then we do our next bit, and the guy who, you know, slit the guy's throat is sitting at the table.
Oh.
Let me go through our bit.
What kind of prison yard are you playing there?
It was probably a Doug Tribble gig or something.
Did you ever do a prison?
No, I've never done a prison gig. I was just in Afghanistan, so I was doing shows.
How was that?
Oh, it was cool. I mean, you know.
They must have been thrilled to see it. Why don't we talk about it in a minute? Stay here. We got Dave Attell in the room here. We've got a lot of things coming up. We're going to hear about Afghanistan. Let's talk some filth, too. Let's talk about porn a little bit.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of people out there in my audience that they'll just, on the blog, they'll be like, oh, porn again? I'm going to bed. How about some politics? 20 past, you're listening to AM 1150, LA's Progressive Talks, the Mark Maron Show.
And now back to a man who engulfs his food with a gigantic fleshy projection, Mark Maron.
Thank you, Jim. That was lovely. We're talking to comedian Dave Attell. We're talking about a number of things. You don't talk about politics in your act, really, do you?
Not really.
Do you do anything like that?
I vote. Isn't that a good
That's
thing to
enough?
Do sometimes, everybody?
Do you think there's any room for politics in comedy, really? It's weird because when I started doing this show, though, I mean, I may have been a social issue guy, but I didn't know as much as I know now.
Right.
I always thought that I was speaking some sort of truth, man.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when you pick sides with stuff, it's you really separate the audience. Sometimes when I go on stage, I won't if it's not a big bunch of Mark Maron people, which there isn't really, you know, generally speaking, I won't let him say or America because people will prejudge me. You know, they'll be like, oh, he's one of those guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
I consider myself more of a morals guy now.
Like, yeah?
Like, politically, I didn't vote for Bush.
And, yeah.
I support, you know, I went to Afghanistan and the troops.
Yeah.
And I kind of like a rough and tumble, as you know. I mean,
yeah.
I think this country's becoming, you know, just one big baby-seated, helmeted, you know. Like, I saw a kid on it. I was driving with our manager, actually, to a thing I didn't get.
Yeah.
But we have the same manager, everybody.
It's very nice that he's even, you know, that he's driving you places.
I know, exactly, right?
Oh, man. So he went with you.
Yeah, so
wow.
There was a little kid on the sidewalk somewhere in L.A., and he had a helmet on, a bike with what is it, training wheels,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, he had a bug on his hand. He's like, Daddy, I've got a bug on my hand. Help me. And I'm like, no wonder we're having so much trouble, you know, because in some places that's a meal, you know. Because in Afghanistan.
Now, look, I know that you travel in the dark circles, but even when I was at the height of my drinking and nastiness,
yes.
I could never figure out a way to talk to strippers.
Well, you don't have the good I don't think, you know, the best stripper rap is, hey, I've got an 8-ball. But unless you're in Maroon 5 or you can say the other thing I just said, it's hard.
Yeah.
But, you know, you always did okay. But when you say political, I mean, like, you also agree with me. This country's too churchy.
Yeah. Oh,
that they're in everybody's
what are you kidding
business.
Me? What are you kidding?
And it filters down to the clubs and the fact that, like, you know, all these issues are being decided by, like, town councils and, you
it's
know.
The worst.
It's crazy, like, the whole abortion thing
yep.
in Wyoming. I mean, you know.
They're coming up through the school boards. They're trying to
right.
indoctrinate the kids. They're trying to stop everybody else from having a good time, like we can't make our own choices.
Yeah, like, at that show I did, a woman got really drunk and threw up.
Mm-hmm.
And as
and
a
she
Christian,
blamed Jesus?
I made her raise that. It came out of her body. She must raise that now.
Have you had run-ins with religious people?
The beauty of it was over in the Middle East, every guy there was cool.
Yeah.
I met a lot of guys who I'd met doing my Insomniac stuff were just on the road drinking. And that's weird because, you know, sometimes it goes bad. And when a guy's holding an M60 machine gun going, hey, remember me? You were talking to my chick in Deltona.
How do you feel about that now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'd say that those guys are pretty cool. They know what's going on. It seems to be that the people in this country, for some reason, they just want to, you know, it's just such a bore. It's so... Such a waste of time.
And it makes people frightened. It makes people second-guess themselves. And,
right.
And it actually makes people who are prone to being devils even more devilish just to show them. It's great.
Right. I don't know why they it seems like not the nerds haven't inherited the earth. It's like the people who weren't even cool enough to be nerds, you know, the ones who sat at home just, you know, ironing their trousers.
They have no point of view at all.
Yeah.
Hey, someone just wants to say hi. Why don't we do it? Hey, Frank and Valley, what's up?
What's up, guys? What's going on, Mark? It's a trip hearing you in L.A., man. I got to tell you that.
Yeah.
And, Dave, I got to tell you, man, I am a huge fan of Insomniac. And I got a question for you, being connected to Comedy Central and stuff like that. Hey, man, you have any idea when Dave Chappelle's coming back?
All right. Thanks, man.
That's a secret that can only be...
you have to be brought into the special room at Comedy Central.
There's a Da Vinci Code. You have to watch Hot Wet Summer backwards.
All right. So you've got to... tell me what the... April 4th, you've got a special on Comedy Central. It's an Insomniac special.
Yeah, we did this two-hour special in Vegas, and mm-hmm. I hosted. It was Greg Giraldo, who you know from New York.
Of course. Sean Rouse,
I'm sure you ran into on the comedy scene.
Yep. Yeah, he's a very funny guy. Yeah, I saw
Cook.
Him the other night. And Dame Cook.
Dame Cook, we got him.
Not Dame Cook, the one who dresses up in drag and makes noises?
We couldn't afford her. But and Dame Cook. So that'll be out April 4th.
Okay.
And it was cool, and I got to host because I'm kind of the old man now.
I know.
Like an old man, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least you're an old man that everybody knows.
Oh, so, poor Mark.
No. I mean, people know me. I got a whole new bunch of audience. I just mean I'm the old man, too, and people know me, too, but a lot of comics know you. Yeah,
okay.
They know me. Yeah, I wasn't feeling sorry for myself.
I have a feeling you'd be the only guy who they wouldn't behead out of mercy.
leave him alive. That'll torture him more.
This guy's not even begging. Yeah. He's just...
So you're going to be in Denver this weekend. If you're listening in Denver, go see Dave. Thanks for coming. You're going to the Laugh Factory now?
Yeah.
Right now? All right. So it is 29 past the hour. Thanks for coming, Dave.
Great seeing you, man.
I'll
Thank
see you.
You.
Yep.